Intense heat is frying much of the country today. The National Weather Service reports there are about 100 million people under some kind of warning or advisory. Here in Tucson, where I am, the high is going to be about 106 today, which is 5 degrees or so above normal.
And in Europe, it is the same story. The temperature hit 104 degrees Fahrenheit at London's Heathrow Airport yesterday, the highest temperature ever recorded in the UK, and records there go back hundreds of years. With us now is Jennifer Hassan, the London-based breaking news reporter for our editorial partners, The Washington Post. Hey, Jennifer.
Hey, from a very hot London.
Yeah, I hope you are drinking lots of water today. Can you tell us a little bit about the impact of the heat in London today?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. It is beyond anything I think any of us have ever felt in our lifetime. As you mentioned, it got to 104 Fahrenheit here in London today. And last night was also our hottest night on record. So not many people slept very well. Obviously, most homes in the United Kingdom do not have air conditioning, and many offices don't. And small shops don't. So unlike the US, you know, it's actually very hard to find decent air conditioning here. So yeah, it's safe to say we've all been suffering quite a lot.
Have people been changing their routines at all? I know that this impacted some trains in the area due to the increased risks of rails buckling under the heat. How is the kind of community changing this week?
Yeah, so, I mean, schools have been closed. Trains, as you said, are either not running at all or they're running, like, extremely limited service. You know, the trains here and the tracks and the airport runways were just not designed for this kind of heat. So we've actually seen, you know, an airport runway that melted yesterday.
Wow.
In the heat, which meant, yeah, that was at Luton Airport. So planes were suspended for some time. They're also predicting that, you know, if the trains travel at their usual speed, they could actually derail because the tracks are so hot. Bridges here, that it's being covered in like metal aluminium foil to try and stop cracks emerging in some of these bridges that are already slightly derelict looking. So yeah, it's fair to say that infrastructure is also just not designed for this kind of heat, which means travel has more or less come to a standstill, and people being asked to stay at home and stay off of public transport for the next few days.
Well, and this is a heat wave that covers most of the continent. More than 1,100 people have died as a result of the current heat wave this month in Spain and Portugal, and wildfires are burning in southern Europe. What can you tell us about those?
Yes, so these wildfires have been raging for some time now. You know, the photos of you know, airplanes overhead dropping water down onto these fires that are devastating, like, tens of thousands of acres of land. And I'm not sure if you've seen in the last couple of hours or so, but we've actually had fires break out in London, which is, you know, again, has never happened, certainly in my lifetime, where the ground is just so hot that the grass is, you know, bursting into flames. So I think the London Fire Brigade has actually declared a major incident because of the fires that are taking off here. So yes, while we've seen those fires in Spain and Greece, France and Portugal, it also looks like Britain will be burning. You know, London's burning is actually trending on Twitter right now with some pretty horrendous imagery.
Well, Jennifer Hassan with The Washington Post in London. Jennifer, thanks, and try to stay cool somehow.
I will. Thank you.